Good day, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I've written two books about weight. One is called You Can Live in Any Weight You Choose. The second one, in an e-book, it's entitled How to Weigh Less Permanently, No Diets, No Exercise, Really. Now, some of my listeners want to know how they would react in everyday situations because they face them and are lost about how to deal with the situation. So here it is. You weigh too much. You wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't. And you don't know what to do. You've tried everything. But now you are invited to a buffet at your neighbor's. It's a holiday buffet. They will have all the favorite foods you like: steak, prime rib, lobster, crab meat, shrimp, pizza, chicken, and anything else you can imagine. You can hardly wait. You're so excited. But wait a minute. You weigh 30 or 40 or 50 pounds too much. You're unhappy with your weight. Why would you possibly be looking forward to a buffet? And moreover, you know very well that you're going to stuff your mouth with as much of that wonderful food as you possibly can, notwithstanding the fact that you say you would do anything to weigh less. So why would you do that? Have you lost your mind? Are you crazy? Now let's think about it, because this will give you an insight into why you weigh too much. And it will enable you to weigh literally any weight you want, really. And it's free. I don't want a penny of your money. Save it. You will need it to buy new clothes. So here we are. You're standing in front of the buffet. All your favorite foods, God, you love the way they taste. You love the way they make you feel. So why are you doing it? Here you are. And there you are, gonna stuff your face, your mouth, with food that you know will make you even more unhappy, because it'll make you heavier, fatter. So the issue is, why are you doing it? And why have you done it in the past? Now we'll go into that, but I will tell you right now that once you understand it, why you're doing it, and you are able to change it, so that you don't even care about the food anymore. That's the issue. Because you know you're overweight, but you made yourself overweight or fat. You knew you were doing it and kept putting food in your mouth. So what are you going to do at the buffet? So why did you do this? Why do you keep doing it? If you think about it, go back and ask yourself, why am I doing this? And you're doing it because the food in your mouth makes you feel better. It's not the food, it's how it makes you feel. You love the feeling of a good taste of steak or shrimp or whatever it is in your mouth. And that's why you do it. If you didn't have to put all that food in your mouth in order to feel better, you wouldn't be fat. You wouldn't be overweight. So the issue then is, you really have to understand why you're doing it. Once you understand why you're doing it and the feeling you get, and you realize that you don't need food to get that feeling, you will solve your whole problem, really. Keep in mind, it's not the food itself. It is you. The food just lays there. That's all. It takes you to put your hand out, fork, and grab the food and put it in your mouth. That's a problem. Don't blame the food. Don't blame fast food manufacturers. That's just crazy. Nobody has to buy it. You don't have to spend money for it. You don't have to do it. It's all within you. So diets are the ultimate waste of time because you are putting the food in your mouth for emotional reasons. That's all. You're not doing it logically. You know it's bad, but you do it anyway. Diets are based on emotional deprivation. They deprive you of foods that you believe you need emotionally to feel better. I will tell you, once you do this, you can eat all the food you want, any kinds of food. Now, why am I saying this? Because you won't want to. If you don't need the food to feel better, you will say, oh my gosh, if I put this food in my mouth, it's going to make me weigh more, I'll be unhappy. And you won't need it. But in order to do this, you have to stand at the buffet and say, okay, why am I going to put all that food in my mouth? Really, it's a self-examination. You don't need to go pay anybody for diets or books or meetings or food or anything. It is all within you. Anybody who tries to sell you stuff to make you weigh less is just kidding. It's a very big business, $100 billion a year, maybe more. Why? Or they show you testimonials about a few people who claim to have, quote, lost weight and kept it off. Well, maybe, maybe, who cares? All you know is it's not you. The chances of being you is very close to zero. Something like 90% or 95% of everybody who loses weight, if you want to call it that, gains it back. Why? Because you feel emotionally comfortable weighing what you do. You may say all day and all night, I hate it, I hate it, I would like to weigh 20 or 30, 40 pounds less, but the chance of you doing it just by talking about it or dieting is very close to zero. The problem is you. The problem is emotional. So you have to come to grips with your emotional problem. Why do you need the food to make you feel better? And what would happen if you didn't have the food? Suppose your favorite food on earth, let's say it's chocolate or steak or whatever, disappeared and you would never have it again. You tell yourself if you only could resist this food, you would weigh a lot less. Really? Now suppose that your favorite food, whatever it is, the one that's making you overweight or fat, disappeared from the earth permanently. You would never have this food again. Are you thrilled? Aren't you happy? No. You're panic-stricken because you need a substitute for that food, and you will find one. You will be very close in calories and content, context to the food that has disappeared because you feel you need it. If you understand when you're standing in front of the buffet line, deciding what to put in your mouth, if you understand why you're doing it and the feeling you get that makes you feel better, or stops you from feeling bad, you will never have to do this again. You will never be overweight again. You can weigh exactly what you want. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. I'll take you through some more everyday examples so you can understand why you've been doing it. Remember, it is not the food. It is you. Take care. Bye.